Aaron, could you talk about your situation? You didn't play during the preseason. And do you have any concerns that could have an effect on you at all, or is it not an issue?
Not an issue.
How are you physically?
Wonderful physically.
How do you view opening up against Washington here with your offense? Some thoughts about that.
I'm excited about that. Can't wait to play football.
You're looking forward to all the ones being out there together. We haven't seen that. You guys done it in practice, but we haven't seen it, you guys together so far.
Yeah, that's what you play for, you know. Lights is on. So excited about that.
And do you honestly believe this team can be a playoff contender? You have the talent here to be a playoff team, Arian?
I'm really not worried about all that right now. Just, you know, one game at a time, man. You know, that stuff will take care of itself, you know, as the season progresses. So, you know, just one game at a time. And right now all the focus is on Washington.
Can you talk about this Redskins defense?
Arian, how hard is it?
She's in the middle of one, bro.
Just the Redskins defense, specifically front seven, what you see from them.
I mean, obviously, they got some proven guys, Rakpo and Kerrigan. So, like, they got guys up there who have been doing it in this league at a very high level. So, you got to respect that. And they look fast and physical on tape. And, every season is different. So, you know, their chemistry is going to be different with new guys coming in and out. So, you never know how it's going to play out. But from what we've seen, they look like a very solid front seven.
Do you feel like you need to prove that you're still one of the very elite backs in this league, or do you worry about perception of where you rank among other backs in the league?
To whom?
Fans, media, other NFL players, coaches, NFL world, whoever.
No, I'm not worried about other people's opinion, man. That's their business.
Do you feel personally you got something to prove to yourself then?
Yeah, I've been like that since I've been in the NFL. You know, I proved to myself I could play in this league, and it's part of the reason why you keep that little chip on your shoulder, just because you remember the days when, you know, you had your doubts and everything like that. So it's just constantly getting better every day.
Arian, how hard is it for a back who stays on the field for all three downs to go out and bang around without having any hits in preseason?
I feel like it could go both ways. I feel like if you're a veteran player who understands how the game is played, it could work to your advantage, you know, taking some hits off you in the preseason. But on the flip side, you know, it gets you used to the load you're going to carry in the season. So I feel like it has, you know, it's pros and cons. But, you know, life is about balance. So it's just you gotta play the cards you dealt.
Arian, there are very few three-down backs left in the NFL. Do you take a measure of pride in being one of them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the NFL they have a saying that kind of goes around the league. It's the more you can do, and like, I take a lot of pride in being able to be a three down back, you know, blocking, running, catching. And I feel like I've done it at a high level for years, and I'm gonna continue to do that, you know, for as long as I'm in the game.
You still have as much fun doing this as you did, say, 2-3 years ago.
You talking about talking to y'all?
No.
playing the game. I know the answer to the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's fun being out there with your teammates every day. I feel like as you progress in this league, you start to realize how short of a career it is, you know, and juxtaposition with your lifespan. So you start to enjoy it more and more every day, and chopping it up with the guys is one of those things that you start to not take for granted.
All right, what about talking to us?
Yeah, nah, not at all, man.
We're not on your Christmas card list anymore?
You never were.